The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. One of the very best ways to learn about the Lord is to learn about his friends. And who are the friends of the Lord? The friends of the Lord are the saints. You ever want to know what our church really teaches? Read the lives of the saints. They are the gospel with skin and bones, right? They're the gospel in flesh and blood, and not just in ink and paper. And that's why I like to sometimes just take the saint of the day and just tell you about the saint of the day. And that's particularly true for the saint, or one of the saints we celebrate today, Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro. He's one of my favorites. He's a Jesuit priest who was martyred on this day in 1927. So it's not all that long ago, you know, within 100 years. And to make it even more surprising, he was martyred as a consequence of a terrible persecution of the faith that took place in Mexico. And this is something almost nobody realizes, is that one of the worst persecutions of the Catholic faith in the last 500 years took place within this century and right next door. Right? They say it's the worst persecution of the faith since the days of Elizabeth I of England. And in that time, after the Mexican Revolution that ended in 1917, what they enacted all these anti-Catholic laws, monasteries were closed, religious education was illegal, couldn't have a Catholic school. Parishes had to keep their business within the confines of the parish walls. No meetings outdoors. I guess that means no parish picnics, right? No processions, no assemblies of any sort. Parishes couldn't own property. Priests weren't allowed to vote. Priests weren't allowed to dress like priests. Priests weren't allowed to say anything against the government, even in private. The punishment for doing so was 5 years imprisonment. And in some places in Mexico, they took it even further. The entire parish was closed, shuttered up, disbanded. Mexican state of Tabasco, for example, it was illegal to say Mass. It was illegal to attend Mass. And this happened, you know, not so very long ago. Calvin Coolidge was the president. Henry Ford was making the Model T. Babe Ruth was packing him in at Yankee Stadium. And just across the southern border, people were dying for their faith in Mexico. And this is the world in which Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro was ordained. I'll tell you one of the things I love about him is that he wasn't a hero overnight. And this is so often the case with the saints. You know, you look at, say, St. Peter, who denied the Lord three times on the night of his greatest need, how 11 out of 12 apostles ran away from the Lord on that first Holy Thursday night. So many of the saints weren't heroes overnight, but God always conquered their hearts in the end. We can take hope from that. You know what I love? One of the most things I love most about Blessed Miguel Pro, as soon as the persecution broke out in Mexico, he fled the country. He went to California, right? Turned tail and ran. And then he discerned in his privacy of his mind that God was calling him to further his studies. So he went off to Belgium, to study. And in the depths of his heart, he realized he was running away from God. God won in the end, and so he went back to Mexico where he knew he belonged. And he began to run a clandestine underground parish. Said Mass on the sly. under the pretext of having a dinner party for anybody who would take him. Maybe one night at your house, maybe one night at your house. He would meet you for confession. He would meet you for baptism or anointing at a prearranged location. Maybe on a street corner, maybe in an alley, maybe in a coffee shop. Became a master of disguise, had multiple forms of identification, always on the run, dressed as a doctor, dressed as a government official. One time he even dressed up as a police officer because he wanted to hear the confession of a police officer. And he did so. And unfortunately, for that stunt, he got caught. And Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro was sentenced to death by a firing squad without even giving him a trial. Just assumed to be guilty. And they trumped up false charges against him. They claimed that he was involved in the assassination of a government official who he had absolutely nothing to do with. And in the most Christ-like death you can imagine, he forgave the people who killed him. Trumped up charges and forgiving the people who killed him. They let him out to be executed by firing squad. They tried to give him a blindfold, as they always did, try to keep your nerves down. He refused the blindfold. And he wanted to look his executioners in the eye, and he did. And he said, "May God bless you. May God forgive you. I forgive you. Viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King." And with his arms extended in the form of a cross, a crucifix in one hand, a rosary in the other, those were his last words as Blessed Miguel Pro entered into eternal life on this day, a martyr for the faith. And all around him in this firing squad, there were photographers. It's very well documented. They wanted to take lots of pictures of the execution of Miguel Pro and disseminate those pictures as far as possible to discourage anybody from rising up against the government. But you know what's interesting? The enemies of the faith have no idea that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Those photographs of Miguel Pro sparked the faith all across the country. And Viva Cristo Rey became the rallying cry of those who would stand up against the powers of oppression and defend their faith. And then you know what the government did after that? They said, "No more pictures of Miguel Pro." Right? They say, it's a crime to own one. It's a crime to share one. Well, you know the way things go. The enemies of God very often win the battle. But God always wins the war. You know, it's like I've said before, the devil has his hour. But God has his day. We want to remember that as well. We want to remember that as well. That's part of the message that we get on this feast day. And we hear the gospel here of the cleansing of the temple. You want to know something interesting? You know what the difference is between a temple and a synagogue? You know what makes a temple and not like just a meeting house or a synagogue or a chapel for that matter? A dwelling place of God. That's what a temple is. You meet at a synagogue to pray to God. But the temple was defined as the place where God himself lived. And what did Jesus say about you? He said, "You are the dwelling place of God." That's why he won't rest until his dwelling place is pure. We want to take inspiration and example from the lives of people like Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, who loved the Lord so much, even to the point of the shedding of their blood. That's what it means when the temple is purified, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our Lord is calling us to. So let's be inspired by his example and assisted by his prayers. We ask for his prayers to help us today. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, pray for us.